I'm standing in the doorway of the Centennial House in Corpus Christi. That's the carillon of the cathedral next door. Centennial House is used to that refrain because this is the oldest structure in the city. It's the last of what was a grand display of two-story homes on this 40-foot bluff that overlooks Corpus Christi Bay. The early Greek Revival house was built in 1849 for Forbes Britton. He was a prominent political figure and one of the early settlers here. Six families have called this place home. 100 years after it was built, the city named it the Centennial House. In 1965, the Corpus Christi Area Heritage Society bought the building from a minerals company that was using it as an office. Now, it's a house museum. In 1998, during routine maintenance, workers made a chilling discovery. Behind the stuccoed walls, moisture had wicked many feet into the bricks, destroying the mortar. The Heritage Society asked architect Patrick McGloin of McGloin and Swin in Corpus Christi to take a look.
Essentially, the plaster was acting as a very thin concrete wall, about an inch thick on both sides of the brick, because the brick literally had no structural integrity at all. You could stick a screwdriver through the wall.
Thanks to $700,000 raised by the community, the Society hired McGloin and Swin Architects to lead a 4-year restoration project. That included rebuilding and waterproofing the walls, installing a drainage system, matching new materials with the original, and returning the house to its original color, a pale khaki green. For its work in 2003, McGloin and Swin received an honor award for historic restoration from Preservation Texas. And so the prognosis for Centennial House from architect McGloin?
At least another 100 years before anything like this has to be done again.